Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, nobody cares.
Happy birthday, Gary!
Happy birthday, Gary! Hey! Happy New Year, Gary!
Happy New Year, Gary!
Happy New Year, everybody! Birthday. Happy New Year, Sean!
God bless us, everyone!
Happy New Year, Mark!
Thank you. Happy New Year, Brad!
Thanks,
happy
guys.
Happy New Year, Brad!
How you doing?
I'm amazed at Sean's haircut. He looks like
he's always got a great head of hair.
I know. Look at that!
And he complains about it, like in that. Oh, my hair!
Oh, my hair is not perfect today.
My hair is so stupid.
It's only a 9.9 out of 10.
I'm gonna.
Did I complain about it?
Yeah, you do.
You were complaining the other day about your hair. You're like, last night, you're like, oh, my hair looks so stupid. She didn't say I let my hair look stupid. Remember?
That was because my hair did look stupid. That was because we were in the throes of
passion. That's you just trying to get us. There was some throes of passion?
There's something like this.
With a woman like friend? Do you have a lady friend?
Sean's in love.
Sort of.
Can we talk about her?
He's smitten.
You love her. She doesn't love you.
No, it's just early.
She loves you back?
It's just early. We got on three dates.
You go on three dates, but
they
text a lot
talk.
But this isn't just some chick. This is, I'm not trying to jinx it.
Jinx.
But
Mr. Tomato, she's jinx.
I think they're going to get married. I'm going to take these rubber bands off my braces. Hang on.
Click, 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 click. I think they'll be divorced in 6 years.
Oh, let's hope so.
That'd be great, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Be a nice little run.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, do we know her? Is this somebody I may have...
I met her. She's very nice. He probably doesn't want to talk. You probably don't want to talk about her.
No.
Colored. I don't want to, she really. Colored. But
all right, that's fine. I respect
she
that.
Colored.
She's colored.
She's sweet.
She's colored.
She's colored pink. Jewish. She's Jewish colored.
What color is that?
It's kind of like olive. It's like a, if you like just braise a white person in the oven for like a 20
oh,
minutes.
I can't just believe you're doing a Jew oven joke already.
What?
God, you're just into that. You're like 2 minutes into this relationship.
She's got a sense of humor. She's a roller girl, and her number is 6 million.
Oh, that's funny.
Isn't that a Mitch Hedberg joke?
I don't know.
Yeah, she's a hack.
Is that a Mitch Hedberg joke?
Come on, lucky 6 million.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well,
my lucky number is 6 million, which not very good if you're in a casino. You never hear anyone say, "Come on, lucky 6 million. I want snake eyes." That's probably not the exact joke, but
but hers is related to the dead Jews.
How many
Jews.
Of her people died?
So 6 million. That's the number she's going with.
That's a rough estimate.
Yeah, that's the estimate they go
with. That's what they.
Yeah,
that's what they're bitching about all the time. Yeah,
sounds like Pinkerton estimating the Union forces.
Yeah.
Did I almost got something right, didn't I?
I don't know
the
what
Pinkertons.
You're talking about.
He's talking about the old
Detective Pinkertons in
Pinkerton
the Civil War.
It was like Blackwater of
it's actually like Blackwater.
It was out
of
hand.
Blackwater, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on coming on me?
Won't you keep on coming on me?
Isn't that what they say?
Well, I hadn't seen you since last year.
I know.
Was your Chris? How's your holidays?
It's wonderful. Spent time with the family in Dallas, Texas.
That's where my uncle's from.
Yeah, saw him. He's doing great.
Texas is a huge place from what I hear.
Yeah.
Full
you gotta
of
pay
stuff.
Your taxes. Yeah, that's where my uncle's.
Death and
Marx Brothers.
Death and taxes?
Dallas.
Yeah. Dallas.
Had
yeah.
To pay a lot of Dallas.
Dallas.
Dallas spelled backwards is salad.
Sort of.
Almost.
Did you have a nice time?
Had a nice Dallas salad.
How's your wife feeling?
She's fine. Yeah, she took a spill here. That's why we couldn't record last week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, we could have. She was like, "Well, why did you cancel the podcast?" I was like, "Well, because I didn't want to have guys over being a jackass while you're like nursing a wound."
Yeah. What happened to her?
She fell down the stairs.
Oh, no, Mark.
Okay, I pushed her.
So we're not going to have any little baby inventions.
Yeah. Yeah, she hit her
she
head
was
pretty
sick.
Good. No, she hit her head. She was sick right when we got back from vacation. She was real sick.
Yeah.
And then she took a nasty spill last week. But then she was fine, but then we couldn't record the week before because somebody got into a Can we talk about
horrible
it
car
stuff?
Accident?
Yeah, you got in a horrible car.
Yeah,
accident.
It's terrible.
Horrible car accident. Got a little concussion. Wasn't thinking straight for a little bit.
That's what she said.
Hannah. Yeah, Hannah's.
Is she okay?
Face got a little cut up.
He had a vagina knee.
My knee looked. It still sort of looks like a little bit like.
Now,
a
were you
vagina.
Guys actually in the car? Or were you getting out of the car? Actually,
we were parked.
Okay, but were you still sitting in the car?
We were sitting in the car.
Okay, good.
We were about to open the doors and get out, and then wham!
God,
kablooey!
Scary.
It fucking fucked me up.
Yeah.
It's still, I'm a little shook up.
Because, I mean, when you're sitting there and a car is moving, even if it's going like 10 miles an hour, I don't know how fast it's going.
I wasn't even looking up. You know, we were like, you know, when you're getting all situated, getting your phone and you're getting all that stuff. And a pow. I really kind of sort of remember seeing it a split second before, and then the airbags and then smoke. And then it was fucking fucked me up.
Yeah. I still can remember being in a wreck like that where I wasn't paying attention to what was going on. I was in the back seat.
Yeah.
And just all of a sudden, you know how in those TV shows where like they're just talking and then the car just T-bones them?
Yeah, that's what happened.
I was in one of those.
Yeah.
And yeah, it messes you up for a while.
Well, because you never get kind of like, you never relax again or anything, you know?
Yeah, you will.
Well, what happened was after
I'll give you a happy ending after this.
You never ever
after
feel
the
safe again, Brad.
Accident, whenever we like got out and I got Hannah, you know, I checked she was all right. She was bleeding and stuff. And I sent her and we were at her house, so she went inside. And then I walked across the street and the neighbor was backing out of the driveway from across the street, was backing out of the driveway. Now, this guy hit us, right?
Uh-huh.
He knocked us two houses down and into across the street in the neighbor's yard.
Yikes.
That's where we ended up. So anyway, I was walking back to the house, and the neighbor was between us, was backing out of his driveway and looking at the other guy's looking at the accident and didn't notice that I was standing behind him. So he almost ran over me. Backing out
idiot.
Of his fucking driveway.
Let's kill. I'm going to kill him.
And I'm like, fucking.
I would just. He's the worst than the guy who hit you.
Right. And I had to like smack it. And I was like, quit hitting me with cars. That's
maybe
plenty.
Maybe you were invincible.
And I was like, no, this is Final Destination. It's my time.
Oh, yeah. It's your time's up.
But,
get out of my presence. I don't want to.
Well, don't worry.
I don't want collateral damage.
Yeah. But so anyway, we had to cancel the shows and stuff. So sorry.
That's
but we're back. Happy birthday, Gary's.
Full Force, season 9.
Mm-hmm. We're all here for Gary's birthday, bringing it back.
Yeah.
Destination.
People.
When you have a choice in podcasting, you can choose anybody, and we're thankful that you chose us today.
Yeah, thanks out there in Radio Land.
Way to go, guys. You did the right thing.
Yeah. Way to click a URL.
Mm. I got to be honest.
Let's do it.
Guys, I still get a sore throat.
Yeah. Sean's been a little sick also.
Sick.
Are you passing these germs on to this beautiful Jew you're dating?
I don't think so.
I think
they don't.
I think you're.
They don't. I don't think
she.
I don't think they catch human diseases.
I don't think a Jew's ever taken ill.
She was afraid, she took some mega doses of vitamin C.
Mega dose.
Well, that's
mega dose.
That's not gonna help.
Mega dose sounds like a
mega dose. Sounds like a
Mexican superhero made out of poop.
Mega dose.
Were you at the show? You weren't at the show last night.
Mm-mm.
How do you say two more? In Mexican.
Dos Mas.
Yeah. So this guy was playing his songs, and we're waiting to go up. Gary Fletcher and I were going to do this routine, which, boy, I'll tell you about that.
A little soft shoe.
Anyway, the guy said, what is it?
Dos Mas.
Dos Mas. He's like, how many songs do I have? He says, Dos Mas. And he's like, don't smile. It's like, no, Dos Mas. He's like, it's hard for me not to smile. It's like, no, two more. You get two more
Why
songs.
Why would he just say two more? Why did he have to say Spanish?
Because he's trying to be, you know, everybody's trying to.
Everyone's trying to be
and so
Spanish?
It was,
I'm not.
Dos Mas. Don't smile. I don't really know how you heard it that way. But Gary and I go out on stage, and we're doing this ventriloquist act.
Yeah.
Didn't go over so hot.
At Billups?
Well.
On a Monday?
The thing was, he was going to, he had a puppet, this naked puppet, and I was like, I'll be off stage behind the bar with the second mic.
Oh, okay.
Doing the voice of the puppet, which sounded like a funny idea.
Theater of mind.
Right. And we're back there like, I don't know. I guess so. I said theater of mind the other day when we walked into the brain exhibit at Adventure Science Camp or whatever the fuck it is.
This is the collective unconscious. What's about the theater of the mind that is making it jump into your brains? In this
Ted Williams. Someone once told me radio is theater of mind. Family Guy, tonight, Fox News.
Yeah.
28. I'm sorry.
No, you had a story to tell us
Yeah.
We were looking at old pictures. Happy birthday, Scary.
Oh, I don't want you to be done ventriloquist story with Gary Fletcher.
Oh, that was basically it. Okay. You know, he did the puppet and I did the voice. And
nobody
was,
laughed.
Some people laughed, but it was like we didn't plan a routine out or anything. We're just like, hey, you know what would be funny? If you have a ventriloquist dummy and I do the voice off stage and we just riff it out. Well, we did. I think we got our arms around it.
Workshopping it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It wasn't the best workshop.
Hey, let's not write anything for this bit we're doing. Mm-hmm. That'd be horrible.
Well, it gave me enough insight to know what I need to do to make the bit work. I mean, we got some laughs.
Why not try it out there where it doesn't
That's
really
where
matter?
Where it didn't matter, it's a right? Workshop. There were so many girls there. There were like...
See, it wouldn't matter. Even if you wrote great jokes, they wouldn't have got them.
No, I had to totally change my set.
Yeah, girls are...
I had to make it way less racist. God. Make it dumber.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? Let me say this. After the accident, I've come to... You know, this is obvious, I guess, but like...
Are you a Christian?
I got into a dark place. I got kind of... Not dark, but I got into kind of like, oh, we're going to die.
Yeah.
And I got a little shook up about it. Mm-hmm. But I also got like this new lease on life kind of... You know what?
We're
a few
make
seconds
it
later...
All.
We could have been stepping out. Something horrible could have happened to Hannah. Something horrible happened to me. But we're alive. I need to appreciate that.
What would be worse, if you died or if Hannah died and you lived?
You know what? I thought about, like, how fucking hard it would be if Hannah had to watch me die. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, that would fuck her up.
Yeah.
And, of course, if Hannah died, I'd fucking...
She'd lose
I'd lose it, you know? And if we both died, that would suck probably.
It'd probably be the best scenario. Either
I mean,
live, both die.
Well, I'd rather Hannah live than... But it would still suck to see. Anyway, I don't know. But I don't want to go into that.
We should test all these theories.
Yeah. But I was like, hey, I'm happy to be alive. And all my guy friends are kind of like, you are right now. They're like, yeah, whatever, faggot. You know, but like, all my girlfriends were like, hey, I love you. And I'm glad you're like, you know, so it's like,
I sent you a text.
You did. You're sweet. You're my friend, Sean.
Sean could care less.
Sean,
how am I
going to
get that rent paid?
No.
How am I going to get that rent paid?
Sean,
at least I can have that girlfriend over more.
Sean got me a serial killer bar.
Yeah.
That to celebrate my life. Yeah. And
cool.
That's a lot. I love fucking serial killer bars.
I don't know what those are.
I got to be honest. They're these bars.
are they?
Made of cereal. They're like corn chips.
Corn chips?
Cornflakes.
Cornflakes.
Okay.
Chocolate chips.
Peanut butter,
walnuts.
Peanuts.
I think some oats.
Almond Joy.
Caramel.
Some kind of...
Macchiato?
Something
some
sticky.
Goo.
Nuggets.
That's some all stirred goo. Up together, kind of like a Rice Krispie treat sort of a style thing. And then you cut them up, and then you eat them, and you just like...
And you love them.
They're fucking great.
They're killer.
I'll have to tell you, the last couple I've had, it's like they weren't stirred very well.
Yeah.
Like... They weren't staying together very well. So whoever's making them, just maybe pass the match along.
They're probably listening.
Go ahead, stir them up a little bit
more. That's at Sam and Zoe's, so I have no control.
Well, I'm just saying. Anyway.
Sam and Zoe's makes those?
Yeah.
So over by Baja Burrito, Sam and Zoe's?
Yeah.
Oh.
You should have one out there.
Yeah, I'm going to go
to Baja Burrito all the time.
I'm going to go down to the fucking source and get me a whole tray of serial killer bars.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sam and Zoe's. Oh, Baja Burrito has a new salsa.
What?
It's an avocado salsa. It's very spicy.
Huh?
It's good.
Mm.
There's some other good news at Bongo Java.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my boss got fired.
His boss got fired.
Sweet, the lazy one?
She's terrible.
Hated that one.
Oh, I hated her.
Did you get the promo?
I didn't like her much either.
Promo, but,
I liked her.
We at least have a new boss.
Anybody who's going to make Sean's day-to-day operations miserable?
Is she the one who I said something about her braces, but she doesn't have braces? She just had really filthy teeth.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There was someone who works there who I went and I was like, oh, you got braces like me. And
you might
she's
as well
like,
just say, are you pregnant too?
She's like, no. And I was like, whoa, maybe you should.
I don't know.
I think it was her.
Wow.
Yeah, it was her. It was her.
Might as well be. She's gone,
just
huh?
Terrible. Yeah.
Well, right. Good.
I feel so good about it. I hope she's sad. I really hope she's really sad.
Well, I mean, maybe we want her to go work somewhere else where she doesn't have to work with people. We can want that for her.
No, I don't. I want her to.
You don't want her to have any money.
I want her to jump.
Why don't you just kill her then if you feel that way?
I don't want to kill her.
Well, it sounds like you do.
I could go to jail.
He wants her to not be alive.
Yeah, I want her to. Oh. I want the Lord to kill her. That's what I want.
Do you think the Lord works that way?
Mm. Yes, he's killed many people. He almost killed Brad just a week
ago. He's going to kill everybody sooner or later.
That's true.
He killed everybody in a big flood.
Not everybody. The people he liked. Everybody.
Killed most of them.
Kept six or seven. How many were there? Eight? I guess eight.
And then they all fucked each other and made the rest of us.
Yeah, so as much incest as there was with Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
Let's reboot that incest with, well, there was like six of them on the boat.
Yeah, that's so that's barely even incest.
Yeah.
So I mean, anyway.
If you fuck your own son, it's not incest, right?
Only if he gets pregnant. Anyway, he's changing gotta, subjects. He's gotta keep it. Yeah.
So I'm looking here at these pictures of Mark Anunson from his youth.
From the 80s.
Yeah, check those great. Out on the Facebooks.
Once he scans them in.
I don't have a scanner.
Well, you were going to tell us a story, and then you said, well, I'll tell you in a minute.
Oh, yeah, okay. There's one picture of my friend George.
Oh, let me.
He's holding a sign that says, JC is still waiting for his ride.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. And we assumed that was some kind of Jesus Christ
superstar. No, Jesus Christ has his own method of transportation.
Cloud cars.
Float.
Boat.
He's got slippers with wings on him, right?
Yeah, he needs boats.
Sure.
Needs boats. So JC's waiting on his ride.
Me and my buddy George worked at McDonald's. Sure. I've talked about that before, and we've told stories about the retards that would come in and visit me.
Your magical way of eating a Big Mac.
I created that. Yes, I created that. I invented the double quarter pounder with cheese. I invented the triple cheeseburger. I did a lot for that. I really did those things and got no credit.
Yeah.
But I've told you stories about the retarded customers that would come in, but we had, at our McDonald's, we had a bunch of retarded people that worked there, too, doing various. Sure. JC was mildly retarded. All like, he was.
It happens.
He was like the maintenance man. So he was like smart enough to mop and.
He had keys.
But he was actually, you're saying he was actually mildly retarded.
He was mildly retarded. Okay. Yeah. There's,
like Forrest Gump retarded.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not like just some dumb guy.
No. He was like, really like in a program where they helped him get jobs.
Close to the line.
He needed assistance functioning in society.
Yeah.
You know, he couldn't get a driver's license kind of a deal.
Right.
So me and George left work that day, you know, probably like 2 o'clock we got off. Mm-hmm. And, JC was sitting in the front. He probably got off at 1. He was sitting there for about an hour. Mm-hmm. And so I said, JC, can we give you a lift somewhere? Me and George are leaving. And, you know, he's like, no, my ride will be here. Mm-hmm. So I go home. George goes home. I think I played basketball that day. Me and George went to the movies. I think we actually, we went on a double date. our dates are over, and I think we actually came back to McDonald's with our girlfriends at the time.
Together.
We came back to McDonald's after the date with our girlfriends to get like a late night, you know,
sure,
10:30, 11 o'clock at night snack.
Yeah.
JC's still sitting in the same booth.
JC.
Like, JC. Please tell me you hadn't been here the whole time. He's like, no, yeah, my ride will be here. my ride's coming. So
God.
Like, we couldn't believe it. We left him like 7 or 8 hours ago, and he sat in that seat. Nobody but us, we offered him a ride. I mean, nobody else offered him a ride. He's still poor. So our running gag since about 1987.
JC.
Or maybe it was 86 or 87.
So this is a 30-year gag.
Yeah. Almost. Wow.
You should text him right now.
I could. And
that would be extra funny because it's been like
30 years. If I texted him, JC's waiting for his ride, he'd let, well, because we talk about it. Like,
oh, you still do?
Yeah, because at weird times, like, we'll just say it to, when the other person's not expecting it.
Right.
We'll lay it down. But that picture, I got a letter in the mail that said, and it was like no return address or anything like that on it. And it said, go to Vista Ridge Mall, which was in Louisville. Go to the, I forget, it was some kind of crane game machine, and grab the envelope under the machine. So I'm like, what the hell is this? I knew it was from New Jersey.
Yeah.
I was like, I knew it was from somebody I knew. So I'm like, this is weird.
Right.
So I was in Texas at the time. So, I mean, I go to the mall, I go to this machine, and I reach under there, and there's an envelope, and I open it up, and that picture's in there. It says, JC is waiting for his ride.
That's fucking hilarious.
So, that was pretty good. George got me good on that one.
Oh,
he loves those kind of, like, long-running, practical jokes. He's always been, me and him, we constantly entertain each other. I go visit him at least once a year up in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If we just say somebody's name the right way to the other person, we'll laugh for like 20 minutes, and nobody else will understand why we're laughing. And it's just like a weird little, just me and him have that little thing going, or like just certain references will just lose it.
That's funny how you get that with people. Like, right. if I called up my brother right now and I went, he would laugh for 10 minutes just from that noise.
Right, but nobody
just
because
it triggers a thousand fucking memories of all that.
So how did he get, you were in Texas and he was in New Jersey?
Yeah, he actually worked for a company called McAllister's Trucking when he was in, I guess we were college age or he was right out of college. So it's probably like 23, 24. So the joke's been going on like 5 or 7 years by this time.
Right.
And he knew where this was getting shipped and he knew that I lived in Louisville. So he.
Oh, what the fuck? That's
yeah,
insane.
He was shipping that toy game down to Texas.
I didn't even think of
and
that.
And he put the letter, the picture, envelope in there, taped it under there.
That's the kind of
sent me the.
I want to be friends with this guy.
He's the coolest guy. You'd love him. He is the president of the company he works for.
I bet he is.
Yeah, he's a genius.
Look at his fucking network of thoughts. He's like, all right, I'm going to get this thing. I'm going to.
He plans it out.
Wow. He's like Tony Soprano. He's seeing all the angles,
that's
thinking
so
20
exciting.
Moves
yeah,
ahead.
He's a smart guy. He's real smart.
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
Since we're talking about retards. I worry that, like, you know, on my new lease on life, my new thinking about stuff is like, I hurt a lot of people. And I not long ago, I made a retard joke.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And a friend of mine who... What, like my friend, like a high school friend from a long time ago, was like, "Hey, that's not funny. My daughter's retarded, and it's not, you know, and all this stuff."
Why Sean cracking up over that?
Right. So I'm like,
Sean finds it entertaining. So this guy's a dick. Sean thinks it's hilarious.
What well, funny situation?
No,
though.
No, because this
you
is
have to admit.
The joke was I was calling myself. I was calling myself retarded.
Okay.
And
you should be allowed to do that, right?
Well, and he's like, "Hey, that's a mean word to use," and blah blah blah. And this is the thing: all I could do was say, "Hey, look, I'm sorry. It's just kind of worked in the vernacular. It's kind of a thing people say. I didn't mean any offense. I'm sorry." Mm-hmm. And I had to leave it at that because that's all you can fucking say. But between us, when we were in high school, I remember this motherfucker.
Yeah.
As much as every fucking body else,
and you guys still don't believe in God.
Well, you know.
See?
Well, yeah. There you go.
See.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of God.
Uh-oh.
I'll tell you why you're going to believe in God.
I already do.
Because I'm going to make you... I'm going to fan the flames of your faith.
I think I'm good, but go ahead.
Well, I sometimes listen
to
the...
have your flames fan.
To the Christian radios on all the time, and they're always talking about...
It is. It's on all the time. I couldn't even tell
constantly.
You a Christian station.
Well, I'm driving around in this truck now, and I don't have... CDs or MP3s or anything. I have to listen to the radio.
The fish.
And there's a lot of fish and there's a lot of Christian music on a lot of stations, like 3 or 4 of them.
At
pretty
least.
Much Christian. And they're all pretty much talking about fanning your faith, getting your faith back on track.
Hey, let's get it going, buddy. Let's come on. Let's do it.
So if that's happening to you or anybody out there, this story is going to...
Okay. Lay it on me.
Before the horrible car accident
that
could have killed everything in my world.
Oh, man.
We went to All Fired Up, which is a place where you make ceramics.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you paint them with your stuff, and then they fire them, and then you got a bowl that says whatever.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Here's an ashtray.
Exactly. That's where I made Sean's mummified cat.
I've got a mummified cat.
Mummified cat.
And that's where I made the squid coffee mug and the anti-zombie. Anyway, made a lot of stuff there. So we're making bowls.
I'm just making bowls,
making
guys.
A bowl
of making
it.
A bowl.
Jill, my baby mama, her fiance, Eric, Hannah, and I made bowls. So we had a set of bowls, right? Wow. Everybody made a bowl. I made a bowl. I painted on the inside a bowling ball. On the outside, bowling pins.
Oh, wow.
Bowling ball. All right?
I like it.
Go to pick up the bowling ball and the other bowls before the accident. And the guy comes over. He's like, "Well, listen, I'm sorry. It's a big fuck up on my part. I put these three bowls too close together, and the glaze stuck. So I have to break them apart and fix them. You'll never know there's anything wrong with them, but they all got messed up." So that was Jill's bowl, Hannah's bowl, and Eric's bowl. My bowl, the bowling bowl,
perfect,
fucking flawless.
Yes,
beautiful bowl.
Yes,
and I'm in Hannah's face with it. I'm like, "Oh, look at this. You guys suck. Got the hand of God saved this bowl. Fuck your bowl." Anyway, 10 minutes later, this bowl after the car is in shards, stuck in our stuck in our fucking heads. And this bowl is fucking shattered. And I was like, hey, I didn't know. You never know what God's hot buttons are going to be, right? Like, he's like, don't you tell me. I'll break the bowl. If I want to break the fucking bowl.
See?
This is like the hand, of, like the Titanic or something. Balls. Just don't leave God out of it, guys. Balls.
Well, I mean, every time it's thundering, God's bowling. So that's, you know, that's a sport that's near and dear.
The angels are crying.
Chicago Bulls.
Mm. Yeah.
What about retards?
I think they're delightful.
Let me tell you guys, I love you. Mark, I love
you. I love you, buddy.
Sean, I love you. Yep. I'm glad we're all alive.
Yeah.
It could end anytime. Yeah. Do you guys want to do which is better?
Yeah.
All right.
How much time we got?
We're at 768 measures.
Oh, man, that's the best.
Which is better? Which is better? Which is better? I don't know. Which is better? Which is better? Which is better? Let's find out now.
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 Which is better? Bigfoot versus the Loch Ness Monster.
We did this one already.
No, we didn't.
Wasn't that the first one we did?
What? I don't think so.
We did Biggie Smalls one time.
I swear we've
Biggie
done this
Smalls
one.
Biggie Smalls versus Tupac.
Have we not done this?
No.
Oh, wow. Then I'm excited.
Well, did we? Was it good?
It was great. Maybe I had a dream we did it.
Whoa. Guys, maybe this is the one. We did Bill and Ted, our first one.
Okay.
I feel versus like, Back to the Future.
I feel like we did this a long time ago, but...
I think we've probably mentioned Bigfoot at least 50 times just because of us. Just... Oh, man. We didn't do... Did we do this?
I thought you guys were playing a joke on me to see if I knew.
No, and you know what? I hate to keep bringing this up, but when I broke the windshield with the top of my head and almost died... I had a concussion, and for fucking days, I was like, did I just say that what? It's easy already for people to say, Brad, remember when you said you were going to go do whatever? And I go, oh yeah.
Okay.
So, we may have done this before.
Maybe we didn't. I don't remember Loch Ness Monster. Sean. Maybe we did Bigfoot against something else.
I don't think we did.
Did we do Bigfoot against something else?
I know we did Swamp Thing.
No, we never did that. Hey, you know what? Fuck it, we'll redo it.
No.
What if we do it and come up with a different answer?
Oh, man.
Well, we can only be better. We've practiced.
I don't think we
maybe
did.
Maybe we
it.
Didn't do it. It just
I don't
felt,
think we did
felt
it.
Like we did it, didn't we?
We're doing
how do
it
we
now.
Overlook it? How did we overlook it this long?
It's so obvious.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, let's find out.
Now.
Which is better? Which do you think
oh,
is
Bigfoot,
better?
Oh, Bigfoot, so much better.
Really?
Oh, I know it.
Sean?
Yeah, I think Bigfoot's
Bigfoot's
better.
So awesome. Ooh, I love Bigfoot. I love Loch Ness, too.
I wrote a song about Bigfoot for Christmas.
Oh, you did? You did. Okay, that's true. All right. Well, let's find out
now.
Which is probably more real.
Like when I try to do an impression of myself. Not now.
Well, they're probably both more real. I mean,
yeah.
More real than what? Each other?
I mean, which is more plausible that there would be a dinosaur or whatever Loch Ness monster is left over.
No.
Loch Ness. Or that there's a species of ape that has never been.
No. Loch Ness. Because they still find new species of fish like on a and giant kind of crustacean
on the bottom of the ocean. Yeah.
Manifests. That's
I don't
not
know.
A real thing.
I don't think that applies here. But manifest is a word, but it
does. They constantly find these things. The further we can go down, they find these things.
Well, you know, they did find that giant deer with the flups. Maybe we did talk about this.
Giant
deer?
Well,
you know, let's just push
what's
through.
A fluxum?
It's not
a giant
deer.
A giant deer.
It's a regular-sized deer, but it was the last... Because, like, Mark's saying, like, every time they go to the bottom of the ocean, they're like, hey, look, we found this new worm.
Yeah.
That's got, like, 8 dicks or something. You're like, well, whatever, that's the bottom of the ocean. But they found a deer, like, a deer-sized deer in Korea or wherever the fuck like that. That, like, had never been discovered. So it's like, this proves that we can still discover large mammals that, you know.
Yeah.
So in all these, where's Bigfoot live? Himalayas?
Arkansas?
Yeah, Kentucky.
There's an American Bigfoot. The one in Himalayas is actually Yeti,
right,
a.k.a. Abominable Snowman.
Yes, exactly.
Let's get our
What's where does Bigfoot live here? Colorado?
Well, the Northwest. You know, like from Alaska down to Canada.
Yeah,
that's Washington,
that's Sasquatch,
Oregon.
Sasquatch.
That's yes. Sasquatch.
I'm glad we finally did something that Mark
knows about. There is also an Arkansas Bigfoot.
Is there?
That they did a 1-hour documentary on.
Yeah.
On
like Discovery.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
They rerun it all the time.
In Search of or something.
Highly recommend.
Well, what do you think? Which is more real?
I don't think either of them is more real.
You're stupid.
But I think
if
more,
one was
I
to
think
be
Bigfoot's more plausible because it's just like a really
well, you're
tall
stupid.
Dude.
Mm-hmm.
A tall hairy dude.
No, if there was a tall hairy dude, it would get curious and we'd find it like a bear.
It yeah. seems though that like a giant
but you're saying it's like a really really sneaky ape or you're saying that it's not
there's no Bigfoot.
I'm saying that they're okay. They're probably more
but Loch Ness is possible.
Loch Ness though sooner or later a population of them enough to keep you know alive sooner or later one would die and wash ashore or something like a Bigfoot. Although I don't know, Loch Ness Monster's in the water.
What if Loch Ness Monster was going down through some tunnel under the lake that nobody really knew
to
about,
like
and it
a
burrowed,
lost,
and,
okay.
it, and it would come back up and show its head and then disappear?
Yeah, we don't know the mating habits or whatever the fuck they.
Maybe it just came up like one time. It's like, hey, everybody, and it saw
fuck
these people
this,
like,
all right, all right.
Fuck
which
this.
Which would you rather be real? Which
oh,
would
God.
You prefer?
I'd rather Loch Ness because I feel like if I stay out of the water, I don't have to deal with it.
Yeah.
I mean, a Bigfoot I could
man.
See on vacation by accident.
Fuck. Yeah.
Bigfoot, though, is sort of like this almost human.
Come over to your house and
yeah,
knock
but,
your face off.
Only
the
one
Loch Ness Monster is a dinosaur, man.
I
That'd
know. I love dinosaurs.
Sweet.
But like a only nothing good could happen if we find Bigfoot. Like, what if it's we find it and we can control it and capture it? Then we're going to torture it and run all these scientific.
Somebody, no, somebody would want to give it rights.
We could have slaves, though. We could have Bigfoot slaves.
Would they do what we say?
Oh.
They're not humans. So we
they're like sea
them.
Monkeys.
Yeah, if they're not humans, we can treat them.
Actually, in this country, you can treat humans worse than you can treat animals.
Yeah. That's true. You can
hey,
you can beat the shit out of your kid.
Hey, I'm Michael Vick. I killed a dog. I got to go to jail for 2 years. But hey, I'm on the Dallas Cowboys, and I killed someone in 2 DUIs. Oh, why don't you come back and play for us next year? That's just a DUI murder.
Yeah.
Fucking
that's
people.
Fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a new
stick
yeah.
that in
football.
Sorry, I forgot. You gays don't talk football.
Which
what are your picks? What's your Super Bowl pick?
Is
now
it Super Bowl time?
Yes, we're getting close. I would go Steelers Packers.
Whoa.
I mean, I wouldn't have picked that a month
I'm
ago.
I'm happy that the Tennessee Titans have failed.
Why?
Because
I
don't have to sit through traffic any fucking more.
Oh.
Going home.
It's impossible to get out of East
That's
Nashville.
All. It's all it means to me is traffic.
Can't tell you what. No. Okay.
That's all it means to me.
I go to games. I enjoy them. It's a
I'm
good time.
I'm glad you do, but I
it's
mean,
America.
To me, for me to read comic books, it doesn't mean you have to sit in traffic for fucking 8 hours.
Well, if enough people liked comic books, it probably would.
Wah, 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 wah. All right, you got me.
Blah, 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 blah.
We already had that discussion, I
yeah,
think.
We did.
That we did discuss.
We did.
Yeah.
I think everything's been done. Nothing. Oh, maybe I didn't. Maybe I didn't survive the car crash.
Maybe you're dead.
Don't.
Ah.
I'm still on the island.
Wait.
Why are you guys here?
This is a lot more interesting than Lost. So this can't, you're probably still alive.
This sort of makes sense.
You're probably
hey, Brad,
still alive.
Everything what? In the universe is connected.
Oh, you're right. Okay. Everything That's actually connected. Good news. So I can't really die. What did you want to be real?
He doesn't care about anything. We're asking a guy who doesn't care about anything.
I think I agree. Loch Ness.
Yeah,
okay. I think I'd rather be able to avoid
We're all
it.
Saying Loch Ness?
I am, yeah.
It's a loch.
No, I mean... Loch Ness. Does anybody call
Loch
Ness? Loch
Ness.
I like that.
Did you get your Loch Ness shot?
Oh, the Loch Ness. Oh, I love the Loch Ness monster.
I'm going to go reverse order because I already know Mark's going to answer this with a Weisenheimer answer.
I don't know what that means.
You will. Sean?
Yeah?
Which did you hold out believing in the longest?
I don't think I ever believed in either one of them.
You had honestly. To have believed.
Maybe I
When
did.
You were like four, you had to.
I literally have no memories of ever believing in them. But maybe, so I have no good answer.
All right. Mark? Mark, which did you hold out believing in the longest?
I still kind of believe. This is not bullshit. I still kind of believe in both. I still
really?
Have a glimmer of hope.
I gotta tell you, fucking way past the time I knew it wasn't possible. I was like, fuck you, no. I believe it. That's and not to be a smartass, that's as close as I can come to, I think, Christianity with a lot. Where I'm like, I know in the face of logic and reason that, but it would be so fucking sweet for there to be a Bigfoot and Loch Ness Monster that, like, I kind of was like, I would twist the facts in my head. I was like, no, you know, that's a lock is pretty big. You know. They had the flipper pictures of a flipper. Where do you know?
You got a whole lake. I mean, there's a whole lake there. Yeah.
You know how big these mountains are? That could be a Bigfoot in there. I like way beyond the past. I'm like, okay, look, it just can't be. I wish it was.
There's countless cave systems that have been unexplored. So the Bigfoots could be hiding in the caves.
Here's the thing.
So part of you is still holding out hope.
Yeah. Well, because I'm a little older than you guys. I don't know if we've ever discussed that on the show.
I think you are a little bit older. I'm judging by these photographs.
Sean wasn't even born when some of those were taken.
That's true.
God, please put these up so people can
see. I'll find a place to put them.
Put them on the old.
Growing up in the 70s, and you only had like three channels, one of the things I used to run a lot, like on Saturday afternoons, was like these documentary style In Search of Bigfoot.
Unexplained Mysteries. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Even before those shows, it was just like a one-hour documentary they'd show on Saturday, and every kid in the neighborhood was enthralled by it. It was like the closest thing we could get to.
Sure. I don't know. I may have told the story on the podcast, but I remember going in the woods back behind a subdivision where I live, and I would make fake Bigfoot footprints to fuck with this kid who was so into Bigfoot. And I'd be like, hey, let's go play dragons. And we go in the woods and like, oh my God, look, dude. I'm like, what? What'd you find?
It's a Bigfoot.
It's one footprint in the middle of a field with little kid fucking ruse footprints all around it, but still.
You need to talk to my buddy George, man. The two of you guys could come up with some scams.
Oh, dude, that was a pretty good one.
You guys could really.
So you still kind of somewhere in your heart?
I want to believe.
Well, about a year ago, they found that, quote, dead Bigfoot. Remember that?
What?
Yeah, that wasn't true.
And it wasn't true. But like when I first heard it, I was like, well, this isn't true. But part of me was like,
dead Bigfoot.
I was getting excited because
that
like,
would change Bigfoot. It up.
Like you ever see like those Yahoo stories like this is a monster washed up on a shore.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They find out it's like. Well, it's just a dog that's almost decomposed, so you've never seen anything like this.
Right.
It's always a letdown.
Well, which would win in a fight?
Bigfoot or the Loch Ness Monster?
In 2 feet of water. Bigfoot. Bigfoot grabs hold of that fucking neck.
Well, we don't know. Okay, how big is Loch Ness Monster?
Oh, well, you know what?
I feel like
the
Loch Ness Monster is huge.
I feel like the Loch Ness Monster is fucking pretty big.
But also, is he more fish or is he more... shark? Is he more?
He's like a.
I feel like he's more like a.
He's really, really. If you think about him, he's just a real long, skinny neck with a head on the end. So it's like he's big, but what weapons does he have? He's got like what sharp teeth?
Fins of doom.
He's like a snake.
Does he have fins? Does he have flippers?
Yeah. He has flippers.
Yeah, he's got it.
In my mind, I'm thinking of a plesiosaur. I'm thinking of flippers, short tail, long neck. I mean, in some Loch Ness monsters, he looks like a dragon with spikes off his back and shit. You know, so. Some of the artist's rendition, he's like a serpent coming up out of the water. So I don't know.
You know what? You'd get along with him.
You think so?
Yeah. You're a massage therapist, and he's a plesiosaur. He needs...
Plesia me some more.
Would you like a massage? Yes, plesiosaur. Plesiosaur.
Well, how about a thank you-a-saur?
Those
Chinese people say when they come in? A piece is sore.
My peas are sore? A piece. A piece of the sword.
Peas.
Sorry.
Piece of pizza.
What are we talking about? Bigfoot.
Who'd win a fight?
I think Bigfoot.
I think Bigfoot's like a fucking ape. They're strong as fuck.
Well, because he could like grab his neck.
I'm going with Loch Ness.
Loch Ness has got size on his advantage.
Put it this way. In 2 feet of water, who would win, a man or a shark? In 2 feet of water.
I wouldn't equate a Loch Ness
to a
shark.
I'm just trying to use logic.
Okay, yeah. In 2 feet of water. Well, I mean, at the end of
Jaws. Because you could have a stick. If you had a stick, Bigfoot could pick up a log.
I think Bigfoot's fucking just his hands. I mean, he can see a fucking animal.
Yeah, but does he know how to attack a Loch Ness?
Oh, I think Bigfoot's
maybe he forges.
A scrapper. He's strong. If he's living on a mountainside, his humeruses are going to be round instead of teardrop shit from side to side.
His what?
Muscles. The muscles on his legs are going to be strong.
Yeah, I'd go Bigfoot. Just because I'd want him to win. That's what I'm pulling for.
I'd say...
You just don't want him to win because...
I'd say about 50% of the time Bigfoot. I could see the...
I wouldn't say 50%. I'd go 1 out of 2.
In 2 feet of water? Well, you know what? I mean, maybe the Loch Ness Monster needs to be underwater for that head to work. I mean, maybe out of water. Like you know, if you beach a whale, they're just fucking useless.
Fish out of water, fish out of water.
All right, I'm going to go.
What if we just say black guy versus shark?
What if we say midget versus a tadpole? Just to get some perspective.
Okay.
Jason. Retard versus a 100-pound
Loch Ness Monster.
9-foot pelican.
700-pound. A pelican opens his mouth, a Bigfoot jumps out and punches.
Swamp Thing. We definitely did pelicans. I remember that.
Yeah, we did do pelicans.
I love pelicans.
Which would
versus
you...
Versus bears or something?
Yeah, that's
versus
what it was.
Bears.
What a bad idea.
Well, we tried to make it work.
Sean, it was a good idea and it was a good podcast.
Which would you rather see?
Oh my God. Like set me up. Give me a scenario. Like at a party? Bigfoot. I'd totally like to like...
Here we go.
You're
go.
In your car.
Here we go.
Okay.
You're in your car and you're driving along. Right?
Yeah.
And you pull over
Wendy's,
for a moment of reflection.
Wendy's or something.
No, you're in the middle
up,
of the
you're
woods.
You're picking up JC. He's been...
You're on your waiting. Way to get JC.
I think he's still waiting at McDonald's right
he's
now.
This may be what happened to JC's ride. You pull over. You look off in the woods. 30 feet away.
Yeah.
30 yards away. Let me make it a little safer.
It's either... Loch Ness,
or
Bigfoot. Or
Bigfoot. You Loch see Ness. It. Not a, what could that be? You
okay.
see it.
Because I'd
know.
Say, I could talk myself out of seeing Bigfoot, but I don't think I could talk myself out of seeing Loch Ness.
Okay. You know you're seeing it, right? Which would you rather see? And have that fucking question
well,
answered.
Loch Ness, because, I mean, you see apes and gorillas at zoos and, you know,
okay, yeah.
obese people on TV. But, I mean, you've... I've never seen a dinosaur.
See football players
yeah,
and basketball
I'm gonna have
players.
To go Loch Ness.
I think
myself.
I might go with Loch Ness.
Which yeah. would you
Loch Ness?
Which would you rather meet? That's a close encounter of the what kind?
Nerd kind.
Yeah. As close as me to you.
Oh,
which
God.
One would you rather meet?
Not
none.
I don't want to get.
I know neither, but which one?
Loch Ness, because I feel like Bigfoot could chase me down. I feel like I could.
Ah, man,
if I got behind Loch Ness, he couldn't see me, and I could run. Like, I could do...
I think that, like, a Loch Ness monster probably eats fish.
He did
so
it,
you're not
he,
in as much danger right. from a Loch Ness monster. It would scare the fuck out of you. If you're sitting on the beach, on the shore yeah. of Loch Ness, they don't have a beach there.
Yeah, they have,
and then
oh, they have a nice
up
resort.
Out of the water rises this fucking head, and you're looking at him. That would fuck you up, man. But I'd be more scared if I was this close to a fucking Bigfoot. I'd be like,
God,
this thing's going to fucking kill me. I've seen those Jack Slinks commercials. He's going to fucking
why are those people always messing with Bigfoot?
Fuck,
that's not a good idea. That's not a good idea.
He's right, though. Jack Slinks is fucking delicious. I'd be mad, too. If
really?
Fucked
I've
with
never
me,
had
but...
Jack Slinks.
Oh, boy.
I only eat Scott Hills.
That's pretty good, too.
London Broil.
Which would you rather meet, Sean?
I'd say Loch Ness. I feel like,
yeah.
I think Mark's right. Like, I could be on the shore,
yeah.
and he could be a little while away from me, and then I could maybe get out of the
I don't think
way.
He'd take that much interest in a human. As Bigfoot, I feel like he'd want to destroy me.
Although, what if he just snatched you, pulled you into the fucking water? That'd be a fucking
it'd be
nightmare
kinda cool,
from
though,
hell.
Right?
It'd be like, this is the sweetest way to die. Better pet.
Well, Bigfoot would be better. Bigfoot would be a better pet.
Yeah?
Because it probably... Could you imagine killing a Loch Ness's cage?
When I say a pet, I say this as you can also ride this thing. You could ride your Bigfoot, or you could ride...
I couldn't afford the aquarium bill on a Loch Ness.
Dude, yo, you're out in the open. You can't... Dude, you can't... He's a freak.
Oh, kind of more like Flipper?
Yeah.
You can't change a Loch Ness.
You go out... You
go ahead, go to the Loch.
What, are you going to lock me up?
Yeah.
I'm as free as a Loch.
What's that, officer? You took a picture of me?
I would ride a fucking Loch Ness monster all the fuck around.
Yeah, but you could only...
Center Hill fucking lake, man. People getting their Sea-Doos, eat some cock balls. Check this shit out. I'm as
eat my dick, fucking, guys.
I'm as bad as damn it. Fuck
look
y'all.
At my dick.
Look at this shit. Yeah, I like fucking have between my legs like a big old dick.
Would you be naked at that time?
Why wouldn't I be naked? I'd have a fucking custom made saddle.
Look at my dick, everybody.
Look at my dick. I'd tattoo the Loch Ness Monster's face on the end of my dick.
I think I have that naturally.
Is this kind of green? I always picture him green. Is he green?
What yeah, color a little is bit he? Green. Yeah.
I just picture him kind of black.
Well, yeah, then I do have him.
Do you have a black
better
dick?
Pet, yeah. Though. On the other hand, Bigfoot.
You got that thing on a leash walking
sitting
around
the house with you, Bigfoot. Go see who's at the door. You know, goes over there. He's like a Frankenstein.
Bigfoot, get me a beer.
Bigfoot, sick him.
He tears the refrigerator door off.
You
shatters the beers as he's trying to grab him.
He gets all pissed when you're putting hats on him and shit. But come on, Bigfoot, it's Christmas picture time.
I'd shave him in the summer.
Shave puffs on him like a fucking poodle.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man.
I'd rather have a Bigfoot.
Put him in a suit.
I think you could have more of a... Great.
He loves hamburgers until he realizes they're his friends. Oh, man.
Yeah, you couldn't really you couldn't really have a relationship with Loch Ness the way you could with Bigfoot.
I don't know. Either one would be great. Either one would be better than any existing pet.
There's like, aren't there? I feel like there are befriending these. There are movies about befriending these creatures.
There
like
are.
There's Harry and the Hendersons where you befriend. Yeah. And then there's the
water horse.
Yeah, the water horse about the Loch Ness
Monster.
That's
question eight. But you're right.
Oh
yeah.
Shit!
No,
sorry guys.
You know what? Don't feel bad about fucking up questions. That just means we're on the same wavelength because we all love each other and we're all on the same page.
That's
right?
What true love's all about, guys.
But you're right. I mean, now that you bring it up, here in the end, although, you know, when you hear stories about people owning an ape, it's never, the stories never end very well.
It's sad.
No.
It ends with mutilation.
Torn off.
Yeah. And misery.
Yeah.
Or at the
Even
very
if you
least.
You have a chimpanzee that'll tear your face off. What
if you have just
Bigfoot?
One of those little fucking
God damn
help
it.
You out monkeys.
Oh, God.
Like, not even an ape, just a monkey. They end up fucking going through puberty and shitting on everything.
Yeah, I'll eat your hand.
I don't even want a cat.
If you had a Bigfoot lose his shit in your house, he'd rip your arm out of the
socket. Hey, what if you had a Bigfoot shit in your house?
Oh, my God. I would put a fucking Chewbacca ammunition belt on my Bigfoot. Fuck it. Answer changed. No, changing it back.
Did you
fucking
give him a laser crossbow.
Oh man,
laser bow. What is that thing called?
And I would his little babies would be like, I'd put little Ewok cowls or whatever the fuck they wear for no reason.
Yeah, why do they do that?
Yeah. That's not actually.
Brad probably knows what that means.
It doesn't mean anything.
He probably knows what that means.
On the other hand,
it means two
a
more
dinosaur.
Joyce Moss.
Mark Anunson. He's going to tape a letter to the bottom of a fucking
I didn't do it.
Toilet.
George did it.
That motherfucker.
Did you get a new toilet paper thing? Way to go.
Wow. Glad we got that settled.
This is a sad story. I was...
Something wrong with your shitter, buddy?
No, nothing wrong with... Not this time. Nothing wrong with our shitter this time. But I was getting a roll of toilet paper, and I had the roll... Like the roller that it goes upon.
Yeah, familiar with it.
And somehow it fell apart.
You gonna talk into the mic or are you gonna?
And the spring disappeared. I don't know where the spring went.
Oh, it's up
so
your
I
butt.
So I just had the two halves of it.
It's in your butt.
Is it in my butt?
Yeah.
Well, we better take a look, Mark.
You guys want to check
I'll
my
send
butt?
My Loch Ness up there to.
Send my Loch
Ness. In his caves.
Put the Loch Ness in my caves. All right, I'm bored.
So you couldn't find...
That's his mating call. Splash.
I put the ass in Loch Ness Monster.
I put the monster in your butt.
Loch Ness.
So anyway, we went a couple weeks without having a thing.
Yeah. But I got one. Got one of the old Depp-it today.
You want to hear a shitty...
Yeah. Or a story about your dog.
Story?
Is this the story of your toilet?
Yeah.
Story of our toilet.
I think you told on the podcast where you flushed something down there and you had to have the guy come over.
Oh, man. What a horrible time.
And then he's like, oh, I found this. And you're like, oh, yeah, I don't know how that got.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was horrible.
He already told this story.
Yeah, on the podcast.
Wow.
Did I? Oh, I did. Yeah. You're right. All right. Harry and the Hendersons versus Water Horse. We pretty much covered that.
Yeah, yeah, we covered that.
Abominable Snowman versus Champ.
What,
Champ
what,
is basically...
What's Champ?
Lake Champlain has a monster, they say.
Oh, sure really? They do.
Kind of Champy or whatever.
Yeah,
Champ,
sure.
Who's like basically the same thing.
Serendipity.
It's like, yeah, yeah. I remember Serendipity when I was a little kid. Yeah, I had right. Serendipity squeaky bath toy.
Yeah, we all did.
What the fuck?
You don't remember Serendipity?
He doesn't know what we're talking about.
I don't remember Serendipity.
Deprived childhood.
Little sea monster.
Was that in the 70s?
I painted a painting when I was little. It was so sad. I wish I still had it.
I wish you did too.
Of the Loch Ness Monster dead on a beach. And a little girl and Santa Claus are standing looking at him sad.
Dude, you need to revisit that.
And it's... And
if
it's
you, if you could make
black,
it,
I painted everything was black, and then over painted. It was like it was pretty sad. It was like I would look at it, and it would be like stir up the sadness. Like, what a sad fucking
you
time.
Really get sad.
I really thinking about it bummed me out because it was a stone beach. It wasn't sand. It was night. It was black stones. Somewhere, Loch Ness Monster died in the night. Washed on the beach.
I would hang that up right there if you
it
could paint it.
Fucking, I'm going to repaint it.
If you could paint it, I'd hang it up.
I'll repaint it, and I'll bring it to you.
Okay.
That's my gift to you. Oh, you know what?
You got something for me?
I got a
roll
gift
quarters?
For you. There you go. I forgot to
oh,
give that to
Wally.
You.
Oh, Wally.
It is a chocolate walrus.
Aw, that's so cute.
Sorry the box got smashed up, but I was in a horrible car accident.
How long are we going to mow?
And actually, that actually did get smashed up in the car accident.
Where did you get this? That's cool.
I got that at
Does that have human blood in it?
I don't think it has any debris on it. It just sort of got
smushed
up when all the stuff started flying around.
Somebody painted a bowling ball in here.
Oh, man. There's pieces of ceramic stuck in it.
Bowling bowl.
Sorry, I forgot all about that.
That's all right, man. I'm excited.
Merry Christmas. I don't know if you
didn't get you anything.
That's okay. It's chocolate.
Dick.
It's
three servings in here.
Bigger dick.
Oh.
Ah.
Well.
Ah.
Have we ever seen a Loch Ness mate?
Loch Ness has to have a bigger dick.
Has to. Has to have a 9 foot.
Nessie's a girl's name.
Oh, shit.
So maybe.
Whoa.
Maybe Loch Ness monster ain't even a boy.
Oh, fuck.
Maybe a Godzilla situation.
Maybe it's a hermaphroness.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe it fucks its own pussy.
Ooh, maybe it lays.
You're sick.
Maybe
it has a belly dick.
Maybe it shits on its dick.
Maybe it has a belly dick that it jizzes.
Maybe its tail is a dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it is a dick.
Yeah.
Maybe the whole thing is a dick.
It's the Earth's dick, and it fucks the lock.
Oh, man, that might be true.
Have you ever seen that lock? It looks like a big pussy, just like my knee from that horrible car accident.
Yeah.
This is so disgusting.
Are there any pictures of
what are you,
it spraying
are you
eating? Jism all over the beach or anything like that? That would be a great way to discover it. Like, finally
it
comes
out.
It
rings out of water. Just
and everybody's ready. Everybody's ready. Everybody's taking pictures. It's just like gallons.
Like in a... And it's all like in... Fucking a...
You can't do that on
television. You can't do that on television. Just glug.
Yeah. Like in Edward Penis Hands. Is that what you're talking about? Is that...
All right. Bigger foot.
Loch Ness.
I think Bigfoot must have a bigger foot.
I think Bigfoot.
I don't think Loch Ness doesn't even have feet. It's got flippers.
How do you know?
All right. Does a flipper count as a foot? It would suck for Bigfoot to lose his bigger foot. What a fucking asshole.
All right. I'll go Bigfoot.
Mm-hmm. Which would you rather have a beer with?
I'm trying to picture myself having a beer with Loch Ness.
Just in fucking
just fucking bar
down at Logan's.
Fucking dinosaur.
Nah,
like, would it even know to drink it? You know?
I don't know.
Bigfoot just like tearing shirts off of women,
yeah,
and raping them.
Bigfoot,
you're like Bigfoot, no,
eating all please. The peanuts. Bigfoot.
Look, you can throw the shells on the floor, but you just come on, take the shells off first.
That's
Bigfoot.
A hard one. That's harder than I thought it would be.
That's a really hard one.
That's tough.
Skip it. Yeah. There's no right answer to that. I keep wanting to say one, and then immediately I say the other.
To be continued.
Yeah.
Yeah, TBC.
You answer that at home and write us in.
To be concluded.
Which would be a better...
That's for Back to the Future 3. Wait for that one.
Which would be a better spirit animal? You know how the Indians are always
the eagle.
See, those Indians make a lot of shit up.
The Bigfoot is my totem. he sits
But if your spirit animal totem. Was a Bigfoot, that's too much like a human.
I think it would have to be a Bigfoot, though, because, like, how the fuck is a Native American ever going to hear about a Loch Ness?
Yeah, well...
I don't know.
Probably from the Europeans.
Well, maybe it's
somebody could tell him a story in a bar.
Maybe they got chant.
invent some Loch Ness
what is this
slot machine, and I'm sure they'll...
if you made a $3 bottle of gin called Loch Ness...
I'm sure some drunk Scotsman will tell him all the fuck about it.
Yep.
Oh, man. God. Did you hear my joke about black on black crime? No, wait. How did it go? It was like yellow on red crime where I just want Native Americans to steal from Chinese guys. there's more to the joke.
I want
to
hear it.
Oh, I'll write it. I don't even remember.
Yeah, don't forget to write it first.
I'll write it and then tell you. Which is easier to fake? Now, let's say that some of these things Bigfoot's have to be fake.
Bigfoot's easier to fake.
You think so?
A little plaster of Paris and some stilts.
But
you could just say you saw Loch Ness.
Loch Ness Monster. All the pictures are blurry. They're like little remote control cars or remote control boats with like a little head glued on it. And
that's true.
You could see a piece of trash and think it's Loch Ness Monster.
Right. But I mean, a Bigfoot, I guess you have to stage it either way. I guess, yeah, Bigfoot, because you don't have to worry about dealing with the water.
Yeah.
I think the water, though, lends itself to the
mystique.
To the adding it, to making it faker.
I mean, you could just have big dude. If you get a friend who's...
Big guy.
Over six.
Joe Southern just doesn't shave for a few months.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know? Send him out there naked. How we doing?
We're doing all right. Mm-hmm. Which is more of a monster, quote, monster?
Mm. Well, when you say, quote, monster, I mean, what do you mean?
Well, I'm saying, like... these are things in, like, you know, when you're a kid and you would read the monster books.
Yeah.
You know, like, Bigfoot's in it.
Yeah.
Yeti's in it. That, you know, all these.
They're all monsters.
Right. But then they have, like, fucking Jersey Devil. And.
Don't you dare badmouth the Jersey Devil. That's real.
Did you see the Jersey Devil?
I saw the Jersey Devil.
Oh, tell us.
What? I swear I told the story on the podcast before.
When you saw the Jersey Devil?
Yes.
No, you told us a story about when you saw something in the water and you thought it was a...
I did really think I saw a plesiosaur.
When you're little. Yeah. When did you see the Jersey Devil?
Oh, I had to be like 10 years old.
I got to tell you, the Jersey Devil is what made me stop thinking any of this shit was real. Because it was like, okay, you got a horse with wings and a fucking bat wings and a devil tail.
He appears in many forms.
Oh, okay.
And shapes. He just happens to be.
I wish he was real. I was just like, you push
the best trick the Jersey Devil ever. It's convincing.
Yeah.
Brad.
That he didn't. Yeah. I turn around, right? Is he behind me right now?
Oh, that'd be so awesome.
I was on.
He grabs your shoulders and tears you out the window.
We had a jungle gym on the side of our house.
Uh-huh.
And I was doing things a child would do in a jungle gym.
Masturbating.
That's
almost a jinx.
You almost
fucking.
I owe you a Pepsi.
Fucking the neighbor.
Right. I owe you an RC.
I was falling. I was falling to the ground.
Oh no!
And as I was falling, I saw the Jersey Devil laughing at me.
What?
I saw like this demon.
Did he
laughing
catch
at
you
me.
And save you?
No. I saw like this demon head laughing.
You know, I gotta tell you.
Yeah.
I have. Vivid memories of childhood of things that cannot be, and in my adulthood, and I rationalize them, and I'm like, well, this couldn't have happened, and stuff like that, and that doesn't, that's not saying now that I think that they did.
Perhaps.
It's just that I do have memories of things that, like, I must have been hallucinating, I must have been something.
Maybe it's like Hook, where you can only eat the food if you believe in the food. Maybe
the spoon doesn't exist.
Did you see the Jersey Devil? What did he look like?
Maybe you can only see it if you allow yourself to see it.
He was wearing a Snooki t-shirt.
He had great abs.
Yeah. Here's the situation, guys. I saw something. I don't know. But I grew up listening. You know, I grew up in New Jersey. Well, everybody talked about the Jersey Devil.
Devil. Sure. That's like the Bell Witch out here. I saw the Bell Witch 1,000 fucking times. Forget about it.
I never saw the New Jersey Devil.
It gets
Devil.
In your head. What well, did you?
You lived in North Jersey.
That's right. Yeah, they had.
Did you live in North Jersey, though, right?
I lived in Central Jersey. I didn't
live South Jersey, Pine Barrens.
Yeah.
That's so which is more of a monster,
maybe
guys?
My favorite Sopranos episode, Pine Barrens.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great episode.
What happened?
When the Steve Buscemi directed, where they're out in the woods and they're supposed to kill a Russian.
Oh, I remember that.
Supposedly he's dead and then he's alive.
They never give you any closure on that.
No.
Yeah.
I always thought he was going to come back and kill him.
Yeah. I did too. I thought he was going to come back and get Paulie and Chris.
God, I miss that fucking show.
God, I do
what
too.
A great
well,
fucking
I,
show.
I miss about up to the Pine Barrens episode.
Well, if it was still going on, I'd be sick of it. The same thing with Lost. It's like if it's still going on, I'd be sick of it. You're going to get sick. You're not going to get sick. You're going to be all done with Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, BSG.
Oh,
I hope you like it.
I love the end of season 3.
We're hitting an hour, but we're not getting into it.
Sorry, guys.
No.
Spoiler alert.
We'll have a whole special episode just for that. So, which is more of a monster? I'm going to say Loch Ness Monster is more of a monster because monster's in his name.
Monster is in,
Bigfoot, I think, is although Loch Ness Monster is more of an animal. Dinosaur is just extinct, whereas Bigfoot is sort of a monster.
Link.
Is sort of like a human, sort of like an ape.
Humanoid.
So maybe he's a monster.
They're both monsters.
You're both
monsters. But maybe
I'm going to say Loch Ness Monster is more monstrous, though.
It's more monstrous.
You're drinking the monster water, so you would know.
Whoa.
You got a point there.
That's so true.
If you had your choice of a magic talisman that would change you into Bigfoot or into Nessie, which would you choose?
Oh, easy. Bigfoot.
You want Bigfoot strength.
You want Bigfoot strength?
I mean, Loch Ness isn't getting hot chicks.
Loch Ness isn't getting hot chicks.
Have you seen
Teen Wolf? You can only really be Loch Ness... in a huge body of water.
Yeah.
You couldn't even be Loch Ness in a pool.
Yeah.
No. Bigfoot
or a river
is,
even.
I feel like if you're a Bigfoot...
You're the life of the party. You're probably like hanging out with Shaq and...
And I think that being an...
I could pretend... I could turn into Loch Ness and like sneak into somebody's house and hit their head and crush it. And then I could turn back into me and people would be like, hey, did you hear about the guy who got his head crushed? I'd be like, oh, somebody crushed his head. Oh, that's terrible. I hate one.
And a Loch Ness,
if you're Loch Ness, how are you going to be able to murder people?
What could Loch Ness even really do?
That's the only reason I want a secret identity is
Bigfoot
to kill
eat,
people.
Eat carrion.
He's like trying to turn it into a big werewolf or something.
Carrion? No. What do you call it? Krillion.
Krill?
Krill.
Krull?
I don't think. Krull. His mouth is way too small to eat krill. I think he eats fish. I like fish. But what good is that going to do?
I don't like fish.
You can eat fish if you're Bigfoot.
Yeah, you can eat all the fish you want.
You probably catch salmon going upstream.
I'm going to go with Bigfoot.
Yeah, he's got super powerful, super...
There was a follow-up question to that where I was going to have you guys describe that movie to me. You know? Like, Mark gets a talisman. He can turn into Bigfoot.
Well, first I've got to find out what this talisman is.
Sean,
my movie is I murder people.
you give an old Native American a bottle of whiskey.
Okay.
And he gives you everything his tribe owns, which is one talisman. And you put that around your neck. And then whenever you want, you drop the power of the Bigfoot, and you can turn into a Bigfoot.
Yeah, I'd make a movie about
that. I just want to be able to do the...
I know. What would your movie be?
It'd be about how Bigfoot runs an orphanage and helps kids find
homes. Oh, you could fight crime. You could be a fucking Bigfoot man.
Yeah.
You could also be a criminal.
Imagine how awesome Bigfoot would be if he also had a machine gun or something, too.
And body armor.
Yeah.
Bigfoot's more of a machete and a shield.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if, man, Bigfoot should be in the Expendables sequel? He should be in the second Expendables.
They're making another Expendables.
He should be in the League of Extraordinaries, gentlemen.
Yes.
Which is
sadder.
I would
just like to.
He should be in a League of
his
own. I
would like to be able to clap my hands together around and have a person's head smush. That's what Bigfoot can do.
You can't do that now?
I think Bigfoot could grab you.
Could probably do it to a baby.
He could grab your head one hand and crush it.
Yeah, I could do that to a baby.
You should kill a baby.
All right, which is sadder?
About it.
Which is sadder? Bigfoot or Loch Ness Monster?
Well, Bigfoot, because Loch Ness Monster is just...
Keep in mind that painting I was telling you about.
Oh. Sadder? Well, more sad?
I think Bigfoot's more self-aware than Loch Ness Monster. Loch Ness Monster's focusing on eating and pooping.
Yeah, he's just an animal.
Loch Ness,
Bigfoot's
Loch Ness has got,
hey,
like
I gotta
a dinosaur
hide.
Brain, tiny little dinosaur
brain.
Bigfoot's all like, I gotta hide.
My natural habitat is being encroached on.
Yeah. Loch Ness doesn't know. He's just like he's just swimming around.
I mean, what if Bigfoot has like he's got like some allergies, he's got some bad sinus problems because of pollution. You know, what if he's
it's hard enough for us to find a Bigfoot. Imagine trying to get some pussy.
Oh, fuck.
If you're
Bigfoot, exactly.
Just find a regular human pussy.
Can I tell you guys a story you might not believe?
Is it about a jungle gym?
What if his hands are too big for his dick? Like, he can't even jerk off.
What if he's got
right?
It's not possible.
Dick proportionate to his feet.
Oh, man.
Like, he's just got, like, this 20
pounds. You're saying things that wouldn't be sad.
You're right. Sorry.
Okay, I was driving down.
But what if Bigfoots have really tiny vaginas and he can't even fit his Bigfoot dick into
maybe that's why they're
Bigfoot.
So rare and hard to find.
Yeah.
Sean, there's other ways to be pleasured in life.
No.
I have a book for you.
It's only through the butt.
What? Tell me your story.
Okay, I was driving.
In the ear. They have huge ear canals so you can
Sean,
fit your ears. Yeah?
I was driving my car down a road. I didn't think anybody was looking, but I rolled down the window and I threw some garbage out the window.
Oh, no.
And
a Bigfoot.
I looked up at the top of a hill, and there was a Bigfoot just streaming.
Ah.
Giant tears.
Because he was so thankful that he was going to get to eat a half of a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Because I trashed. I laid that trash on Oklahoma.
Did you teach him how to eat a Big Mac the right way?
I need to see this Big Mac eating.
Oh, God. We got to go to McDonald's after sometime.
Let's do
just
it.
To watch it. It's so beautiful.
Next question.
It's like watching.
It's perfection.
I don't just. What is the most perfect thing you've ever seen?
I don't
Brad?
Understand how it can be awesome though. How eating a
Brad? What is the most perfect thing you've ever seen?
Swamp Thing.
I don't know, the stars.
The stars.
No,
it's like looking at the
I mean,
stars.
Besides my, I was gonna say, my.
You ever
baby.
See those kids that do that cup trick
yeah.
where they stack the cups real fast?
It's
and
like that.
It's like that, but a lot slower.
I was gonna say when I saw my baby child, but then I was like, he's gonna make a joke out of it or something.
No,
right,
that's
stars,
a beautiful thing. I would never make
thing.
Fun of your daughter.
No. Well, I know, but you never know. Sean might.
Why would
no.
I don't know.
She's a beautiful
so
young woman.
So you're saying that you eating a cheeseburger is as beautiful as stacking cups?
I've been told.
Or the stars or my daughter.
I've been told.
It's.
I want to see this.
It's
I'm not,
like.
I'm not making meatballs. I want to see what happens.
It'll happen.
It's like really anybody who does something that they really love. It's like watching someone do something they really love.
I hear you.
And not so much so that they've really turned it into something.
You ever seen like a Tiger Woods golf swing?
Their enthusiasm is contagious.
He turns it into art.
Like
he's
when you,
turned
watch
eating
that.
Into art. It's like watching Van Gogh eat.
Okay.
That's what it's
all
like.
Right. Next question. Which is more awesome?
Bigfoot.
Which is more awesome?
Bigfoot's awesome.
I think Bigfoot is more awesome.
Bigfoot can crush a guy's head and make it into mush.
Okay.
Probably punch through his chest and tear
if you're
his ribs
out.
On,
but if you saw a Loch Ness Monster come busting up out of the water, you'd be like, whoa, you know, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. It'd probably be really tall. I feel like tallness is also.
That's pretty awesome.
Is tallness
if
awesome?
He makes a noise, he's going to win.
Yeah.
Loch Ness Monster goes.
See, the problem is you're probably going to see him in the distance doing one of these things.
Yeah.
You're only going to see his back.
Yeah, that's more majestic than awesome.
That's
you ever
beautiful.
Go to the beach
be
and see like dolphin
yes.
in the distance?
Those
one time I went and I saw a dolphin come straight out of the water like they do at the SeaWorld thing.
What?
Just do a flip.
Around?
Just
man.
So that was awesome.
What a beautiful
they just
moment.
Love fun.
God,
just
that
like
was
fun.
So cool.
Mark's life, I tell you. Which is better?
Yeah.
Which is better?
Bigfoot.
Which is better?
I'm sticking with it. I'm sticking with Biggie.
I think Bigfoot, yeah.
I think you guys.
I think we won.
I think you're right. I think Bigfoot won.
I think Bigfoot.
That's not to take anything away from.
Hey, Loch Ness,
no,
Loch Ness fine.
We like him.
Great.
I feel like we've got a bias just because Bigfoot looks like a dude.
And
that may be. Well, I mean, but as much as we love dinosaurs, my vote goes for Loch Ness Monster. But I concede that you guys won.
And the last time we did the podcast, Loch Ness won.
Okay, so it's just
it's fair. We'll have to have a rubber match.
Well, happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday.
What's a rubber match?
What is a rubber match?
It's a sports term.
You just wear condoms?
No. Best out of three, the series is tied 1-1.
Oh.
Rubber match, what they call it.
Okay.
Rubber game, rubber match.
Hey, guys, I love you. Everybody out there, I love you, too. If I hurt your feelings, I'm sorry.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry
I don't mean to hurt
Brad.
Anybody who's retarded. Happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday, Gary.